Boom. You thought you were out of it, right? I know you wanted to stay here, but, you know, I think you've got teachers and others who are preparing stuff for you. Any D&Ms? There they're going. All right. Will you unite your hearts with me in prayer? God, we pray again. May the words of my mouth and may the meditations of our heart as we reflect on Scripture today, may they be found pleasing in your sight. For you are the one, the rock that we want to build our lives on, even Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. Could you tell me, where is the good in goodbye? Where is the good in goodbye? I don't know about you, but you know, as a pastor, I've said goodbye many, many times. And especially over the last couple of years since my wife and I, we've moved here to Australia. I mean, we've said it so many times, you know, saying goodbye to our daughter in Africa and our daughter and her family, you know, in the States, in America. I think of my two boys on the west coast of Canada, and I especially think of my two grandsons. I got that third one, you know, due any time now. Tell me, where is the good in goodbye? I mean, I bet there's a number of you that you know exactly what I'm talking about. Because you've said goodbye, you know, maybe this past week, maybe just in the last weeks or months or year, you've stood at the graveside of a loved one. You've had some rallies over from overseas. You've moved to a new country and you've left a lot of friends and family behind. You've moved to a new community. Or maybe you've sent your teenager off to uni. Oh, that's a good thing. But tell me, where is the good in goodbye? Where is the good in goodbye? Last week we faced a New Testament challenge, the challenge of radical love. And you recall what Pastor John shared with us, you know, God has called us into this radical kind of love, a love that makes choices, the choices to respond in peace, to forgive freely, to be very gracious in the way that we relate to people, and also the importance of doing all of this stuff called love and to do it sacrificially. That's the stuff of radical love. But you know, the English novelist Marianne Stevens probably said it best. You know her probably more by her pen name, George Eliot. She said, "Only in the agony of parting do we look into the depths of love." You know, it's when we say goodbye, that's when we really know what the stuff of love is all about. We see that in our scripture reading today. In Acts chapter 20, we find the Apostle Paul, he's saying goodbye. And he's saying goodbye to a bunch of friends that he had just entered into a relationship over the last number of years. People in Ephesus. Ephesus, the most important city in the Roman province of Asia. Now Ephesus, you need to know, is a city that was a godless city. It was a city that was steeped in all kinds of sin and immorality. But things now were different. Paul had spent some time there and amazing things began to happen. We read how the word of the Lord spread widely and it grew in power. In the midst of this pagan, idolatrous, ugly, evil city, was this beautiful fragrance of a healthy, growing church that just started to make the whole area look different. But now Paul is leaving. He's saying goodbye. And in the agony of parting, you look into the depths of love, the love that Paul had for the people in Ephesus, as well as the love that they had for him. This would most likely be the last time that these people would ever be able to put their eyes on Paul. And so we read in verses 36 and 37 that they all wept as they embraced him and kissed him. And what grieved them most was hearing Paul tell them that that was probably going to be the last time that they ever would see him. Agony of parting, saying goodbye. But here we see the depths of love. Now all of this comes at the heels of Paul reminding the people of something that Jesus had said. It's nowhere quoted in the Gospels, but yet Paul had heard that this is what Jesus taught. It's these words. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Now that's our focus for today. And I just want to invite you just for a moment. Can you just read this verse with me? Because that's the verse. Perhaps you can even put this verse to memory. Words of Jesus. Let's say it together. You should remember the words of the Lord Jesus. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Now that's the key verse for today. And the challenge today is the challenge of generosity. Now check it out. Paul is saying goodbye to these people that he loved, people who loved him, but he's saying goodbye to a group of people that he met then, but now they were so different because back then these people weren't following Christ. They were engrossed in all kinds of sin and immorality. And now Paul, you know, after having spent time with them, these were a different bunch of people. The word of God grew widely in power. Let me say, how in the world did that happen? How did these people change from people that were far away from God and now they were near to God? How did they change from people that were steeped in all kinds of sin and now they were starting to follow Christ? How did that change? Well, it all can be summed up in one word. How did this happen?